So this is Robin West's interview. So Robin, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, well, my name's Robin Wells. I've been in Dubai for nearly 20 years and I am the head of global corporate for MedStar Insurance Brokers. We are, well, a medical insurance broker. We focus on large medical insurance groups and we've got a lot of lovely clients.
Okay. So what's the role of a broker?
Okay, so let's start with the most basic. The role of the broker is to identify what is the most appropriate insurance for the risk or need of the client. So we're kind of like a marriage partner in partnering up the client with the insurance company. That's the most basic. At one end of the scale, you have the brokers who will try and find the cheapest. At the other end of the scale, you'll have the more full-service type broker who will not only identify the most appropriate risk, but help with implementation, help with support, and the ongoing management. And that's where we work, largely because we work with clients in the more premium, the multinational end of the spectrum, and that's the sort of service that they want, so that's what we deliver.
Okay. So MedStar recently conducted extensive research on medical claims in the UAE. Mm. Can you please tell us what you did and what were the results?
Okay, so we did a piece of research in 2016 looking at what are the most common medical conditions or the most popular or common reasons that people are going to see doctors. And what we discovered was that the top four reasons to go and see a doctor are respectively coughs and colds, hypertension, diabetes, and musculoskeletal, typically back pains. And so that's the information, but the interpretation or the takeaway from this is that these are all lifestyle diseases or lifestyle conditions, things that can be, if not avoided, they can be minimized by a few changes in education, awareness, and behavior.
Okay. And the scope of this research was across how many companies?
Yeah, so what we did, we looked back the last 5 years and took all the medical insurance claims data that we receive across all of the groups that we manage. So when we added it up, it came to about 100,000 claims.
Okay, so statistically very relevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the advantages and the risks or the limitations are of some of the common prevention measures that are implemented by companies such as, you know, putting in place gym membership or health talks, etc.?
Sorry, I just have to think. Very good. Yes, okay, so we've been on the wellness journey or helping our customers on the wellness journey since about 2010. And what we've learned is that there are ways, something is better than nothing, okay? So the traditional approach has been, let's do wellness talks. And so this is a good start. It's better than nothing. But there are limitations with doing two or three wellness talks. The first limitation is that they have a limited appeal, not going to reach everybody. Not everybody's going to be available to give the time to come out of their workplace. And after a while, you get pretty poor turnout, unfortunately. So there's a limitation with the wellness talks. The next evolution is the idea of, okay, let's do gym memberships for all of our staff. And there are limitations with that too. I would argue that gym memberships only really appeal to the converted, by which I mean the people who are already interested in going to the gym, who perhaps want to make the time, and it's not necessarily going to reach the people who need to but are turned off by the idea of going to a gym. And so we tend to see quite high dropout rates with gym memberships, and after a while it becomes counterproductive. Also, interestingly, I would argue that health in the wider sense, it doesn't mean going to the gym. And arguably, as soon as lots of people start going to the gym without having gone before, you could see a spike or an increase in your medical claims because of physiotherapy or back problems. Okay, so traditional measures have their uses, but they also have their limitations. And I think the wider insurance world is trying to find, and we don't, no one's got the silver bullet, no one's got the complete answer, but we're all struggling to find what is the ideal platform or the ideal way or combination of ways to engage and with employees and improve employee health. We've developed a program which I think is a really interesting step on that journey, but it's not the be-all and end-all. It's a step and it's a partnership, and but I think that it will evolve as we implement and as we go along.
Okay. What are the different some of the different categories of people that you identified while you were developing that solution? And how did you decide to target them? I remember, for example, you were talking about people who love sport, for example.
Yeah, I think as any HR manager knows, in any organization, people have different motivations. So you're going to have those people who love the sport, who go to gym anyway. You're going to have people who are naturally competitive and they're going to want to compete, whether it's on pay grades or on gym performance, whatever. You're going to have some people who are motivated by cash, others who love discounts, others who are team players and will only do something if it's part of a team, others who are individualists and who will only do it if they can do it on their own. So the challenge with any wellness type initiative is to try and make something that appeals to everybody. And again, going back to the idea of gym memberships, the shortcoming, the downfall of the traditional gym equals health model is that that doesn't appeal to everybody. And arguably, it's risks turning off the very people, perhaps with the chronic conditions, who are impacting the medical insurance claims more than others. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So tell us a little bit about your solution called HealthEME. It's an app that you developed for your clients. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so HealthEME is relatively new in the region. It's a new concept. It is an app or a smartphone delivered program that does three things. First of all, it educates people through proactive notifications, either weekly or fortnightly. Then it encourages healthy lifestyle, such as walking more, eating healthily, exercising and attending health events through awarding points. Then with those points, it gives rewards and redemptions based around discounts that you can achieve at merchants across the UAE. And it's the rewards piece, particularly the discounting model linked to points, where HealthEME is quite different from other insurance companies or even any other program that we've seen.
And how so?
How? By having the
health,
all the rewards are linked to health-related themes, yes.
Yeah, so which is very good because it means that no matter what, the employees remain in this environment of the wellness and health.
It would be counterproductive if we started giving rewards that are unhealthy or damaging to the person.
But what about people who love chocolate cake like
no
me?
Chocolate.
No chocolate. Okay. Well, when does the app launch? The app has launched already, right?
Yeah, the app has launched. We did the beta trial last year amongst our own organization, so we know it internally, how it works, what things we needed to tweak. And we're now launching it this year across three large corporates here in the UAE. And the plan is by next year, we'll then roll out across all of our corporates.
So those organizations are your clients as a broker.
Yes.
What does it cost them to implement the solution?
Okay, so we're providing it free of charge to all of our clients.
Okay, great. Nobody's going to say no to something free and positive like this.
Yes.
So in terms of return to for the employer or let's say maybe information, and respect of employee privacy, what did you consider?
Okay, the program developers are based in Singapore, so the whole platform complies with Singapore Data Privacy Act, which is the PDPA, Personal Data Privacy Act of Singapore, which is on a level equivalent with European standards. Okay, so that gives a lot of reassurance. And then secondly, at the point of logging in for the app for the first time, there is the terms of use agreement that each person will need to tick before they go onto the platform.
Okay. And as an employer, can I see some aggregate statistics or yes. get some feedback?
Yeah. What we've done is we've designed a dashboard that provides aggregate, not personalized, but aggregate data that allows the HR or the team who's managing this internally to see what's working, what's not working, and then they can tweak the program accordingly. They can also run ad hoc challenges, and this is quite a nice feature of it. Let's say HR wants to do a million step challenge in one particular month, we can do a program on that. We can do a program on biggest weight loser or whatever you want. So it's quite flexible in that regard.
And it's really nice because it's an additional benefit for employees. That's really good.
I think there are two angles to this. Obviously, we're coming at this from the angle of a medical insurance, helping customers control their medical insurance claims on the premise that over the longer term, healthier behaviors will translate into fewer visits to the doctors, therefore fewer claims. That's the angle we're coming up from, a medical cost control. But there's also the engagement piece, which is for any employer who's providing this to their employees, they're giving a fantastic engagement, health events, and rewards and discounts. Yes. Who would say no?
Yes, who would say no? Yep. So I wish I could be one of your clients, but obviously my company is too small. But this is a great solution. Anything else you would like to add?
No. If you want the program, become a customer of MedStar.
Okay. And where can people contact you?
Yes, robin.wells@medstarinsurance.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Robin. My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.